Good morning. I'm Maria Dudzak, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we have more information about the Ketchikan Char King Salmon Derby. Joining us this morning is Michael Briggs, who is the Derby coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. And how is the Derby going so far?
So far, so good. I mean, we've seen quite a few fish turned in. And obviously yesterday with Misty's big fish, that really got people buzzing around town. It's nice to see one that size. It's the biggest fish turned in since 2011 when Kyle Warman won the Derby with one about a pound larger than what she's got. So, it was very exciting, and certainly we're happy to see fish that size being brought in.
And I know in the earlier days of the Derby, it was larger fish, a lot larger fish. Is it that things are changing over time, or did they used to do the Derby a bit later?
Well, there used to be two derbies, actually, one that was early and one that was later in the season, and so that may have had something to do with it. I'm sure, there's probably some just attrition of the species as well, just over time. It does seem that each year the fish gets a little bit smaller, and there was, I think it was Clay Slaniker who said something a week or two ago about one of the rivers down south was blocked off, and so a lot of the really big fish that were coming through this area were headed to that river. Now they don't really have anywhere to go, so that's kind of added to that as well.
And Misty has often been on the leaderboard. I recognize. A lot of these names. They're a lot of the, I guess, successful fisher persons are on the board every year.
Yeah, I mean, the Pattison family are, they're all dynamite fishermen. Louise and Bill have been fishing these waters for a long time, and Misty as well. And so it wasn't really a surprise to see that she had a fish that size brought in. I'm sure it was a surprise to her. She looked really happy in all the pictures.
And how is the participation this year? Are there a lot of anglers out there?
Absolutely. I don't have the check-in statistics for this weekend quite yet, but last weekend we had nearly 1,000 fishermen check in, which was about a 20% increase over last year. So that was quite nice. And, I usually the second weekend there is a little bit, of a drop off as far as the number of people that check in. Like I said, I don't have those numbers quite yet. But so if there's about a 20% drop off, we should be down, right around 800 people checking in this week, which would still be just about what we had on the first weekend last year.
And where, I understand part of the money or the money goes to the Char Scholarship Fund, is that correct?
Correct. I mean, a lot of it, obviously, there's a lot of prizes that go into the ladder and all of that, but the proceeds do go to scholarships here, for students here in town primarily. The stipulation there is that they do have to go to school in Alaska, but it's not necessarily just for high school grads. That's one of the points that I like to bring out quite a bit, is that, you don't have to be just out of high school to apply for this scholarship. You could be maybe have gone out of into the workforce for a couple of years and decided now that you want to go back to school, or, any number of situations like that. As long as you're going to go to school in Alaska, you're eligible. So it's not just limited to teenagers. If you're an older guy and you want to go back and take some classes, you're more than welcome to apply for the scholarship. The scholarship for this year's already closed. It application process ends, I think, in April. But for next year, you can certainly sign up and apply for that scholarship for the 2017 distribution.
And there are a lot of prizes. The prize ladder looks pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. There's about $100,000 in cash and prizes on the ladder. And, a lot of our, obviously Ketchikan Char is a prime sponsor of the entire thing. But Tongass Trading Company has been very generous over the years. They've been a co-sponsor. The IBEW as well has been a sponsor for a long time. Alaska Sport Fishing Expeditions, which encompasses the Cedars Lodge, Clover Pass Resort, and Silver King Lodge out on Grand Island. They've been very supportive over the years. And then last year, Alaska Airlines jumped in as a co-sponsor, and they've continued that support this year as well. And so, the grand prize is $10,000 plus two tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. So, it's pretty substantial prize there at the top. And then, the second place isn't anything to sneeze at either. $5,000 gift certificate to Tongass Trading Company, which could be used in any of their stores. So if you want to refurnish your house, there's a good opportunity to do that. And then Pacific Pride has always been very supportive of the Derby, and they are again, of course, this year. And Ketchikan H2O. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
There are many, many businesses that and individuals that help support.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of, and I've mentioned a lot of the bigger supporters, obviously, but a lot of the businesses in this community support it in one way or another. So, there, I mean, everybody gets together and rallies around this event, and it's really a lot of fun, you know, for everyone in town.
And there are a lot of different categories as well that people can win in, size of boat, or if they're the first person to do this, or some hidden weight or whatnot.
There's hidden weights each day. There's a daily drawing each day. Petro Marine this year has sponsored a weekend hidden weight, so each weekend there's a new one, plus there will be an overall from them. As you mentioned, the skiff 16 feet or shorter, permanent license holder, the First Bank First Fish Award, which has traditionally been, would normally have been probably the first fish turned in, but I think there were a little bit of shenanigans with that in the past, and so what we've done now is made it where it was... I've lost that page.
Is it like a secret time or something?
It is, and it was selected yesterday, and I did lose that page, unfortunately. The hidden time was 4:01 p.m. on Sunday, June 5th. So that was actually 4:02 was the first fish turned in after that point.
And
so
pretty
that
good.
That person got one. I think it's $250 or something along that line. So. Yeah, there's a lot of really fun prizes as well. The cumulative weight prize has been a lot of fun the last couple of years, which is to the angler who's caught the most fish throughout the course of the Derby. Right now, Shane Winder is in the lead on that one with 170 pounds of fish. So he's got about 7 or 8 fish turned in, totaling up to 170 pounds, pretty good. And that goes on down the line. I mean, there's still another weekend. There's still plenty of time to get in and add to those totals and also to land on the ladder somewhere. I mean, there's plenty of space, certainly between the biggest fish, Misty's Fish, and number two, which was Mary Regenson from last week. I would imagine that there'll be plenty of fish that squeeze in between those two, and hopefully, you know, even another big one comes in and tops Misty. Although
it's never over.
Exactly.
Till it's over.
Exactly. We still got 2 more fishing days, and so hopefully, you know, everybody will get out on the water again next weekend and bring in a ton more fish.
And if someone missed the first 2 weekends, they can still join in, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Your tickets are still available all over town. Obviously, Tongass Trading Company, Pacific Pride, a lot of locations around town where you can buy your ticket. Or if you just want to go like day of, all of the way stations have tickets as well. So you can just pick it up at Mountain Point. You can pick it up at Bar Harbor when you're ready to check in for the weekend and head out there. And yeah, I mean, it's nothing that says that the big fish has to be caught on any specific day. So there's plenty of time to get out there and still catch that big one.
And have a lot of volunteers also helping out at the way stations.
Absolutely. The Volunteer Rescue Squad mans the Mountain Point Station each year. Lions Club helps us out at Bar Harbor. Rotary 2000 is out at Clover Pass Resort. And then the Foresters Association are out at Knutson Cove each week. And so all of those groups have been helping us out for years, and we anticipate they'll continue to do that for some time.
And results are still unofficial until the official ceremony. And when is that award ceremony coming up?
That'll be Friday, June 24th at 6:00. So, the results are unofficial until the char board certifies the results. And that'll happen about 7 days after the close of the competition. So, right around the 17th or so, we'll have that all finalized. And then everybody come out to the Ted Ferry Civic Center on the 24th. There's some light food. There's a bar. And we'll pick out all the prizes. We'll have all the prizes there. And so, you know, if you don't know how the ladder works, the largest fish obviously wins the grand prize. And then the number two fish then has their choice of any of the prizes on the 30 spots on the ladder. And then the number three fish would have their choice of whatever's left over. So you're not pigeonholed in any one spot. It usually does fall in order for the first 5 or 6 places. But after that, all of the prizes are you know, relatively close in value. And so it'll come down to what people are, you know, looking for. I mean, in some instances, like there are prizes like water delivery or things for, you know, around the house. Hummingbird Services comes and does an outside spray, what have you. And so maybe if you need some stuff to help out around the house, you'll pick that prize. Or if you're looking to redecorate, there's one that supports a lot of the local art, or that is supported by a lot of the local artists around town, with some prints and some tickets, like, for instance, to the Wearable Art Show and things like that. So a lot of different, you know, categories and a lot of different things that you can pick and choose from. And so it makes it a lot of fun.
So if you see that you're going to be on that ladder, you better look over the list beforehand and mark your top favorites, because there's a lot of them.
There are. There's 30 spots on the adult ladder and then 10 spots on the youth ladder. And but yeah, all of them are in the Tide book that we put out with. Most people grab one of those when they buy their derby ticket, but take a peek through there. I mean, that's what I used to do a lot of times when I was out fishing, is sit there and daydream looking at all the prizes in the Tide book and what I was going to do with which one I won. Of course, I never won one.
But you could dream about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add about the derby?
No, just, you know, good luck to everybody on the final weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing who falls in where.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael Briggs, who is the coordinator of the Ketchikan Char King Salmon Derby.